Joining me on the phone is a very special guest, the music director of the Cathedral Bluffs Symphony Orchestra. Good afternoon to you, Martin. Welcome to the Jukebox.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Great to have you. I know you're super busy. You have a very special concert coming up Saturday, March 11th, to commemorate the third anniversary of the start of the pandemic, the healing power of music. How exciting. The concert is named Return, Reopen, Reimagine. Tell us all about this.
Well, this concert is very generously funded by Department of Canadian Heritage, and it was through them that we received a grant to be able to put on a free concert for frontline healthcare workers and frontline workers who have gotten us through these past 3 years of difficult times and put everyone ahead of themselves to help us stay healthy and safe. And this is our way of saying thank you by offering up this free concert with our wonderful orchestra.
What a wonderful initiative. And I know some of the frontline healthcare workers who call in on our show, often they experience burnout, during these tough times. What a way to give back to the community. They've worked so hard keeping the world in check. It's amazing.
Yes, and as we all know, the music has incredible healing powers and takes us on a journey. And we've created a program that we hope will reflect that. It's a huge program. There's 12 different pieces on the program, so it's definitely a tour de force. And we have a lot of somber and reflective works, as well as a lot of upbeat numbers as well. We've sort of approached it as a sort of a light classics, because we felt like we were reaching past our subscriber base. So perhaps there might be somebody in their audience is going to see an orchestra for the first time or the first time in a while, because we were closed for a long time as well. So we wanted to present something for everyone. So we have the three B's: Bach, Beethoven, and Brahms. We've got some Copland, some Elgar, some Strauss, some music from The Sound of Music, and we have two wonderful soloists on the program as well. A soprano here from Toronto, Rachel Krem, is going to sing a very poignant song about abandonment and loss. And then we have an up and coming violin star, Joelle Krieger, who is going to play the Zugunerweisen by Sarasate. So as you can see, it's a very varied program. And then finally, we will end with what I call an extremely abridged version of the finale of Beethoven 9.
Oh, good.
We felt like we needed to end on a bit of hope and a bit of forward thinking. So we've actually, we have English words that we're going to give to the audience, and they are going to sing with the orchestra the big ode to joy. And that's how we're going to end things off. Yeah, just a nice big community effort.
Nothing like the ideals of the Enlightenment to pull everyone together and offer words of hope there. A nice sing-along at the end. And looking through your program here, I see all the heavy hitters, things we play on our station very frequently. Copland's Fanfare for the Common Man to start off the evening. And on the beautiful Blue Danube, of course, the waltz. Zigeunerweisen, you mentioned. Nimrod from Enigma Variations. But in addition to that, you're supporting these wonderful Canadian composers. I see Glenn Burr on the program, Ryan True.
That's the other thing I wanted to mention. One of the most important facets of this program to us was putting Canadian music on it. And we have four different Canadian pieces on the program: Glenn Burr, Vivian Fung, Ryan True, and we're just very happy to be able to present all of this great Canadian music. Oh, Claude Champagne as well. That's the fourth
head. Oh, okay.
Memory.
There we go.
Memory.
Yeah.
So
oh, Danse Villageoise. I see it. 1969.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it is
a big program. You're right. Yeah.
It's and those pieces will really represent Canada as a country. We took it from different points of view. And it's going to be really quite something. The orchestra has been working very hard on it, and we're very excited to put it together. And we really have to also thank not only the Department of Canadian Heritage, but the Scarborough Health Network and the SickKids Foundation for their support and getting the word out to their frontline workers, so that we can get the hall full of people. Tickets are already limited, although it's a free concert. Mm-hmm. It still requires tickets. So if you're interested in attending this concert, you can visit our website, www.cathedralbluffs.com, and you can always email us at info@cathedralbluffs.com if you want more information as well. But it's
excellent.
And finally, if you wanted to help support this special tribute concert, there's info on the cathedralbluffs.com website in order to donate to help us put this all together, this wonderful free program for those that we just want to say thank you to.
My special guest is Martin McDonald, music director since January 2022 of this fantastic ensemble of musicians, Cathedral Bluffs Symphony Orchestra. They are playing Saturday, March 11th, and it's a free concert for frontline healthcare workers from the Scarborough Health Network, including its three hospitals, five satellite healthcare centers. That is taking place Saturday, March 11th, 8 p.m. at the Chinese Cultural Center of Greater Toronto, 5183 Shepherd Avenue East. And my guest has already mentioned the website there. I'll just mention it again, cathedralbluffs.com. That's where you can get all the info on this fantastic event. Well, Martin, it's been a pleasure speaking with you. Thanks for letting us get the inside ropes here on this fabulous celebration commemorative program. I wish you all the best of luck in putting this together. I'm sure it's going to be a spectacular event.
Daniel, thank you so much for having us on, and we look forward to welcoming everyone into our hall. Thank you so much.
You are very welcome. Good luck to you.
Have a great day. Thanks.